Most of us who grew up in the church at some point were told that we need to have the Holy Spirit. As someone who grew up in church, I used to witness other churchgoers would start jumping, screaming, and even rolling on the floor. Over the years that I spent in church, I learned that this is how the Holy Spirit manifests itself within us. It was always weird to me when I saw some of the people in the church react like such. I could never understand it for the life of me. Our pastor told us that if we don't receive the Holy Ghost, we will not go to heaven. He also informed the unmarried people that he would not allow them to get married until they receive the Holy Ghost. You already see where that's going. Consequently, anytime the music starts, you see most of the single guys and the girls jumping valiantly, screaming, and rolling on the floor putting up a show. That was a sad situation. Furthermore, I left that church and went to the Faith Center for a year, and it didn't work out. Finally, I went to Calvary Chapel. The only difference with the Calvary Chapel was they didn't believe in jumping, screaming, or rolling on the floor. I called them conservative Christians because they worship quietly. Matter of fact, if someone started screaming, they would tell that person to quiet down. Speaking in the tongue is a different subject itself. I will do a blog about speaking in tongue because Christians got it backward. Needless to say, it was the same pattern, and I felt void. I stopped going to church because I didn't see the point. But the question remains, what is the Holy Spirit? If it exists, what is its purpose? If indeed it is within us, how will we know? These are legitimate questions we should all ask our pastors. To return to the questions, what is the Holy Spirit? What is its purpose? Last but not least, how will you know it is within you? I'm going to cover all of the questions right now. But I want you to keep in mind that there are two kinds of spirits, there is the Spirit of God and the evil spirits. I will go to some of the verses so you know how each spirit manifests within us and its purpose. Let's go to John 14, 1, 16-18, verse 1 reads, "Let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God, believe also in me." As you can see, it is the Messiah talking to the disciples. He reassured the disciples that in his departure that they shouldn't worry. He also told them what he planned on doing after he departed, that he will prepare them a house and so on. When we jump down to verses 16-18, it reads, 16, "And I will pray for the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. 18, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." The Messiah said, "Look, I'm going to pray to my Father to give you a Comforter in my absence that will abide with you forever." He continued and said, "Even the Spirit of truth the world cannot receive, because they can't see him, nor know him. But you will know him because he will be within you." With all that said, the Spirit of truth the Messiah was talking about will be within you forever. Now, when you evaluate what the church called the Holy Ghost and how it manifests in the people contradicts what the Messiah explained in the verses above. The Messiah made it clear that it is a spirit of comfort that will dwell with you, and it is not visible. Therefore, only you will know because it is already within you.
For a second, I want you to imagine walking down the street and seeing a bunch of people start jumping, screaming, and rolling on the floor.
Two things will immediately come to your mind. You will think that these people are crazy or they are demons possessed. Your first reaction will be that you will call the police to apprehend these people, fearing that they might harm themselves and others. The other reaction will be running away from them because you don't know what is going on with them. That's a normal reaction for anyone. I know it raises many questions for some others, like myself witnessing some people in the church jumping sometimes valiantly, screaming, rolling on the floor, or running inside the church and doing so much other nonsense. The manifestation we witness in the church cannot be the same spirit the Messiah was referring to, but other than evil spirits. As we know, evil spirits always manifest themselves most of the time in the same manner and do all kinds of weird emotions that are visible to the naked eye. As the Messiah said, "It is the Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive it, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you." In another word, only you will know it when it is manifesting in you. Am I making sense? Understand that the Holy Spirit is a helper to guide you in the right direction. Again, it will not be manifesting in you until you become out of control or like a drunk person. The evil spirits are mistema or Satan's assistants that he uses against mankind. Therefore, their manifestation will not be subtle or quiet. I have seen a few demon-possessed people, and their manifestations in the people are quite similar to the Holy Ghost that I have seen in the church. The reason I use the term Holy Ghost is that the Holy Spirit is much different from the Holy Ghost. I will do a blog to explain the difference between the two. Let's go back to the verses below to see what the Messiah was talking about. John 14:26-27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. 27 Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see what the Messiah said, the way the Holy Spirit will manifest is that it will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. When the Comforter is in you, you will not be jumping violently, screaming, rolling on the floor, and making weird motions or noises. Also, guys, the Holy Spirit is not something your pastor or people in the church can just pray to come into you or beat you down so you can receive it. Trust me, I have seen others screaming at other individuals, beating them down, and doing so many other things for them to receive the Holy Spirit. This is why we need to seek our Heavenly Father and ask Him for the spirit of discernment, wisdom, and understanding. It's time to get out of ignorance. If you don't understand the scriptures, ask Him to help you, and He will. Christianity is a train wreck and domino effect. All of the scriptures are pretty clear in most cases. The problem is that we believe in the pastors too much that we become lazy. Instead of reading the scriptures ourselves, we rather sit in front of someone who claims that he or she is a man or woman of God. Then, again, which God are they referring to? Any man or woman claimed to be a man or woman of God, and doing the opposite of the Torah, it is another God that sent him. It is not our Heavenly Father or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Wake up, people.